Good afternoon. Well, the Aussie market in the last couple of hours has managed to come back from its worst levels of the session, but not enough to push us a little higher. So the ASX 200 still on an eight-day losing streak now, falling just a couple of points today, though, finishing up at 6,141. So this also follows on from the worst weekly performance for our market in about 7 months. And things do change quickly, of course. We're now at a three-month low. Just 2 weeks ago, the market was sitting at the best levels in 10 and a half years, above 6,300 points. So that does seem a world away at this point. Of course, the trade tensions between the US and China, no progress really being made there. If anything, over the last few days, President Trump said he's ready to tax all China imports at short notice, and some tensions still remain between the US and Canada as well, which, of course, Canada has the most to lose. Around 76% of everything that Canada sells makes its way to the US every year. So today, though, we had the losses from the banks doing a bit of damage. Three of the big four were down. National Bank the worst today. The miners also under a bit of pressure. They dropped back quite substantially in the past week, partly because BHP went ex-dividend last Thursday, but also the fact that we've had commodity prices coming under a bit of pressure has done damage as well. Fortescue Metals down about 3.5%. The telcos lost a little bit of ground, but certainly the standouts last month, and that was thanks largely to news that TPG and Vodafone Australia have agreed to merge to form another large telco. So TPG shares up 50% in August. Now, there were some standouts today, many of them in the healthcare sector and some others in the technology sector. So Primary Health up about 2%. It is going to spend around $140 million to buy seven day hospitals across the country. They said that's going to contribute to profits as early as the next year and a half to 2 years. CSL, which fell back last week substantially, came back today, rose about 0.7%. Certex also having a pretty good day, managing to lift slightly. So it's a step closer now to be taken over by a group in China. Shareholders approved this $1.8 billion takeover bid for the group. And Bega Cheese in a trading halt all day. So it's planning to undertake a capital raising. Didn't actually give specifics about what it's going to use those funds for, but it has been making a number of acquisitions recently. Tonight, you've got economic growth in the UK, consumer credit in the US, the Aussie dollar 71.1 US.